Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be the Pokemon show for the month of September 2020.
And the intro music didn't give it away.
Oh, God damn it, I'm going to have to put intro music in.
You always put...
No, this one I do plan on doing some editing because I'm not going to post it for a few more days.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So there will be some things that happen between now and the time this posts. Nintendo today announced a new partner direct where they talk about some third-party stuff. So they'll talk about some games that we'll talk about on the official show. Maybe there'll be some new announcements.
But it's all Pokemon related?
Could be. I doubt it, though.
Could be anything.
Yeah, could be. It could be Doom Eternal because...
We need to make a correction, don't we?
Yeah, it is not out on Switch yet.
Wes, you were wrong.
Wes was totally wrong. Could not have been more wrong.
I knew I was wrong. I was just trying to sow chaos.
Okay.
Here's my confusion. There was a thing going around at the time where everybody was trying to like pair up in like cutesy comics, Isabelle from Animal Crossing and the Doom Slayer. Uh-huh. So I was like, I just assumed that it came out on both. But as you're about to clarify, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it was slated to come out the same day as Animal Crossing. It did on other systems. The Switch version got delayed, and we've probably seen like even longer delays. They delayed it to an unspecified date, and it probably has suffered more development issues because of COVID and, you know, distancing and working from home and all that. So, you know, maybe we'll find out more about it, you know, tomorrow, and by the time the show posts, there will be more information about Doom Eternal and maybe Bravely Second. We'll see.
And maybe a feature-length film coming out in 2022 that we need to talk about.
Go on.
The Mario movie? You guys didn't hear about this?
Oh, they actually gave a release here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna happen. It's a thing.
Is it live action?
I think it's animated.
It's a Weekend at Bernie's style thing with the corpse of Bob Hoskins. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
And Captain Lou from the Mario show. It's like a Mario Universe crossover movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a real romp. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of like alternate timelines and stuff like that. So it's gonna be it's gonna be real good.
Yeah, the Mario multiverse.
Yeah.
Do you think they would put, like, a celebrity's dead body in a movie? Like, an actual...
Like the
George
actual
Clooney
corpse.
Kicked it.
Like, they would exhume the corpse? And
yeah,
like...
George Clooney kicked it, and one of his dying wishes was to be in this movie one more time, and so they try to pepper in his dead body somehow.
No, I don't think they would.
His actual body.
I think they would just, like, hologram it in. CGI that shit.
Slackers.
Because, I mean, there's, like, health implications there. Not of the corpse, but of, like, the people around it.
Yeah, we don't want to get that corpse sick.
It's a biohazard.
That corpse can't get COVID. Right. That won't be good for it. Put a mask on that thing.
It's like when they have to sanitize the needle before a lethal injection.
Uh-huh. Yep. So this is the Pokemon show.
As we talk about George Clooney's corpse.
And this is going to be a completely... average, totally normal show. There's nothing weird happening at all here. It's going to be a quiz show. So why don't we get started? First up, I have my little notepad to keep track of points.
Oh, you have all the questions on your phone.
I have all the questions on my phone so that Wes doesn't see my computer again. We're in the same room again.
That was smart.
Yep. And completely, totally normal show. I need a player one and a player two.
I'll be player A.
Okay. And then I will be player dos.
Sounds good. So, all about the normal type.
Oh, jeez. Wait, do we get names? We gotta have names, though. What are our names?
You pick names. I don't care.
Wes, what's our theme? What's our theme for names? Can we be normal type Pokemon? We get to be normal type Pokemon.
Yeah, go.
We're normal type Pokemon. All right.
Wes is Miltank, and I am Linoon.
I like it. Good. So,
I'm fat. I'm a little. Yeah, I realized I put on a few pounds, right? But
jeez. Well, you know, here's a weird thing. Like, I used to love Miltank,
but
until Gen 6, when they actually have the full 3D things, and you realize just how literal those udders on it are.
Yep.
And it's a bit creepy.
They're flowing.
Yeah, they're really kind of out there, just doing their thing.
Like she's underwater at all times.
Ugh. Sorry, Wes.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't have to be Miltank. Who do you want to be?
I don't know.
You got options, Pants, Snorlax. He's the boy.
I get a big, fat, sleepy guy. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'm
Dunsparce, there you go.
There we go. Dunsparce.
Team Dunsparce and Team Linoon.
No, Vigoroth. If you want someone that's like scary and mean and muscly, there you go. Vigoroth.
Eh, it's closer to Slaking with my actual...
Dunsparce and Linoon.
All right, we're good. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Here we go. The normal type. So, the normal type is not a very inspiring type. If it were a color, it would be beige. If it were a spice, it would be flower. And if it were a book, it would be $2. However, let's talk about the least interesting type of Pokemon in the form of a quiz game in an audio-only format.
Is this purely normal type?
Yep. This is an all-normal type quiz.
Oh my god.
Let's go over some basics first. Don't worry, there's some softballs in here. I did not like design this to be a very hard quiz. So, player one, which is Team Miltank. Team Dunsparce, sorry. Team Dunsparce.
Milksparce.
What is the normal type's only weakness?
Fighting.
Fighting, there you go. That's a point.
Hey, look at that.
Linoone.
Oh boy. All right, what's up?
What is the type that normal resists? Not immune, but resists.
Oh.
Oh, what does it resist?
Right.
Oh.
I know what it's immune to. What does it resist? I didn't know that it resisted anything.
You are correct. It doesn't resist anything. That's a point.
Oh, seriously?
Yep.
I'll take it, but I hate you with these stupid trick questions. Not fair.
Team Dunsparce. I had to think about it for a second. Team Dunsparce. Yeah. What is normal type super effective on?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's a point. Very good. Player two. What is normal not effective on?
Ooh, so what resists a normal?
What
attack?
Resists normal? Right. Not immune. What resists normal?
Gosh. Is there only one thing, or are there multiple things?
I will tell you there are two things.
Two things. I'm going to say that blank. So it's blank resists normal. I will say steel.
Yep, steel is one.
And what else resists normal? Could be something fucked up. Could be like normal resists normal. I might guess not though. I'll just go with it. Whatever. Normal resists normal.
It is rock.
I was just about to say rock.
It is rock. Okay. Rock indeed. But you do get a point out of that. So, and of course, as I've been alluding to, there is an immunity there. Ghost is immune to normal and vice versa. So, normal monotypes are the most abundant in the series with a total of 69, nice, individual Pokemon that are just
pure normals?
Pure normal.
And that's kind of like the pre-evolutions and crap.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Generation 1 introduced the type with 12 entries, individual entries of pure normal types.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only surpassed by Generation 3 with 14 pure normal types, individual species.
Jeez.
So, going back and forth.
Uh-oh.
We're going to name all of the new normal types in Gen 3. If you guess wrong, you miss your turn, but you can go again.
Is it the fully evolved forms or what?
Nope, just everybody.
Oh, anything?
Oh, God.
Individual,
so even preforms and
even preforms.
Shit. Yeah,
so purely normal. Team Dunsparce, start with you. And you will keep going. There's no striking out. We'll just go until you guys are flailing, and I will pull the plug.
I can't even think of any right now. Of Gen 3?
Gen 3 pure normals.
Golly. There was that. What was that thing's name?
I think I'm in good shape. I probably can name six.
I can't name like. Any
well, that's why I have like the non-evolved forms in here too. So there will be some back and forth. Once somebody gets one, we'll start cascading
Gen
here.
Five, sure. I think. Okay, maybe wrong on that.
Pure normal.
No, Dunsparce was Gen 2.
From Generation 3.
I can't think of it. Skip me. I can't even think of any.
All right, Wes is going to whiff on the first one. Ryan.
Wow.
Oh, we just get the stack points if we get them all right.
As long as Wes keeps whiffing,
I'll,
then yes.
I'll name a single form, Spinda.
Spinda is one.
Oh, Kecleon.
Kecleon is another.
Ooh,
back
okay.
to Linoone.
So now I got to get into some with multiple forms. Exploud.
Exploud is one.
Linoone.
Linoone is one.
Zigzagoon.
Zigzagoon is one.
Oh, Slakoth.
Slakoth is one.
Vigoroth.
Vigoroth is
Slaking.
One. Slaking, good. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the ones that was going through. So now it's. I can't think of the other forms of Exploud. I guess there's only one other form.
There are seven more.
Seven more. Maybe I should think about something else then. No. What else is there? Gosh. I might be creating a little bit of dead air here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
He's gonna
edit. Free to edit. And, oh, and it has to be pure normal, or is
yep.
it?
Yep,
pure normal.
Pure normal.
All right. Gosh, what else is there?
I got two.
Hmm.
I look forward to them.
Yeah, there's so many. Sorry, it might take a little while on this one.
You got Zigzagoon Lanoon, Slackoth Vigoroth Slacking, Exploud, and then Wessa, you added in Kecleon and Reinyard Spinda. So that's where we're at.
Okay. All right, I'll pass for now. Guess it goes back to Wes.
Loudred.
Loudred, yep.
Oh, yeah. Kind of in the same spot now. Fuck, I still can't think of anything.
Yeah, I only got one more. I can't think of any other ones after that.
Yeah. Jeez. Wait, are we saying introduced in Gen 3 or just in Gen 3?
Introduced in Gen 3.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of normal.
Sure is.
It's probably going to be some really obvious ones once we hear them. I don't know, man. I know Gen 3 so well. I claim it's one of my favorites.
No, that was Gen 2.
No.
Unless they get evolution in Gen 3?
If you're thinking of something that you think might be right, you can guess it. You don't get any. There's no penalty for guessing on this one.
Yeah. I'll guess after the one I know.
Okay, I guess I'll send it back to Wes. What you got?
Whismur.
Yep, Whismur. That completes that evolutionary line.
Oh, yeah, there were three stages, or two other stages.
I liked him.
I mean, I'm in the same spot. Go ahead, Wes. What do you think?
Ambipom?
Nope.
What was he from?
Gen 4.
Was he 4?
Yeah, Apom was Gen 2, then Ambipom was Gen 4. All right, anyone else got any more guesses?
I don't want to hate to throw the towel in, but yeah, I mean, this one, I'm struggling to think of anything else.
Yeah, that's right. I'm blanking on the image as well.
Yeah, if Wes calls it, I'll call it.
All right, the ones you missed. Skitty, Delcatty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Zangoose and Castform.
Oh, yeah.
You got most of them, though.
Okay. Did all right.
So, Generation 8 introduced only 4 new normal types. 2 base forms and then the evolution of those 2. So, player 1, who is Dunsparce, tell me one of those final 2 forms. Pure normal from Gen 8. Final evolution step.
Of Gen 8?
Yep.
Final evolution step, pure normal from Gen 8.
Yep. Tell me one of the 2. There's only 2.
Which one was Gen 8? That's our newest one. Okay.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm stuffling.
Fuck.
It's the game we all just played.
I'm trying to go through routes in my head. Oh, what the fuck was that thing's called? Greedent?
Greedent is one.
There we go.
Ryan, what's the other one? Team.
It's that big squirrel with the... It's the squirrel. That's what Greedent is.
Yeah.
What was his first form?
Squovit.
Squovit. What could the other one be?
Yeah, I'm gonna whiff. I don't know this one.
Dubwool.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Am I beating Ryan? This is weird.
Yeah, you're
I'm winning. I'm winning. It took a pure normal quiz show for me to like be winning.
All right, you right? You ready? Because here we go. We got more questions here.
Well, boring shit.
Well, let's talk about some standout stats of the least standout type.
Okie dokie.
The total base stats of fully evolved normal types clocks in at a respectable 486. None of the aggregate base stats for fully evolved normal Pokemon exceed 89, though. So it's pretty balanced stat distribution on average, but there are some standouts. So we're going to start with Team Dunsparce. I'm going to remember by the end.
Duntanksparce.
Which Pokemon has the highest HP of any normal type with a whopping 255? And that seems huge, but it's only 5 points higher than its previous evolutionary form.
Blissey?
Blissey.
Bam! Right out of the gate.
That one's easy.
Team Lanoon.
Now I got attack, right?
This insanely powerful normal Pokemon has higher base stats than any pseudo-legendary and boasts the highest base attack of any normal type with a powerful 160.
God.
I think if I got this right, it should be Slaking, and I think it's like 680.
It is Slaking, yeah.
I love Slaking.
Back over to Dunsparce. No normal types even crack the top 20 in base defense. The only non-legendary normal type to have a base defense over 100 is this Pokemon with a respectable 105.
Snorlax?
No.
Damn it!
It is Miltank.
Oh my god,
Miltank.
That's there.
Yeah, but you chose to be Dunsparce. I think that's so sad.
That is very surprising.
Team Lanoon. The normal Pokemon with the highest base special attack climbs all the way up to 135, but you'll have to trade it twice to get there.
Ooh, probably Porygon. Do I have to say which Porygon it is?
You have to tell me what Pokemon it is.
There's... what are they even called? One's called Porygon Z. I think the other one's called Porygon 2 or something. I'll say Porygon Z.
Porygon Z.
Oof. Nice.
What's the third one?
That is the third one. It's Porygon, Porygon 2, Porygon Z.
Oh, okay. I was like... Okay.
Yeah, because we can't get any more confusing.
Back over to Dunsparce.
Okay.
Which Pokemon has the highest base special defense at 135? It needs it, since its physical defense is an embarrassing 10.
So its special defense is 135, but its physical defense is 10?
Yep, it has the highest base special defense of any normal type at 135, and its physical defense is 10.
What the frick?
I have an idea. I think I might...
Give me the type.
Normal.
Ten defense. 135 special defense. Cast form. I got no idea.
It is not cast form. What if I told you the HP was 255? Blissey again.
Oh, shit. God.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know I had 10 defense. Holy hell.
Team Lanoon.
Yep.
This first gener is tied for the highest speed of any normal type Pokemon with the... Sorry. Let me start this over. This first gener is...
Probably Persian, but go on.
See, it's funny because... He's going to be editing this so he doesn't look like an idiot.
No, I
when we play it back, but I mean...
Yeah, this is exactly what's going to happen. I wrote this badly. this first gener has the highest base speed of any normal type Pokemon, which was critical back in Pokemon Red and Blue.
I like your play on words there with critical. If I have it right, the thing that was pretty much guaranteed to crit was Persian.
It is Persian.
We should have a blooper reel at the end of this instead of our normal reel. Like, just
tripping up over all the questions.
And just put them one after another.
I can't read all of these words without pictures. Where is
this
Scott's...
This isn't a Denny's. You wrote this.
Maybe this gives you greater appreciation for how good of a job I do.
Debatable.
Maintaining that. Shut the fuck up.
You do an okay job.
I mean, do you practice in front of the mirror before we hop on the call, Ryan?
Like, yeah, he lays down in his bed and looks up at the mirror.
And... looks up at the mirror.
I'm like, yeah, I actually do a little role play as Trebek. It's great.
Here we go. The eighth most common type in the series is the normal flying combination.
Oh, God.
That is, the normal flying combination is more common, or the eighth most common thing out of everything else in the game. More common than monotypes.
I know, yeah, it's more common than certain individual types. That's funny.
But it's pretty front-loaded. 80% of normal flying types were introduced in Gen 1. You have the Pidgeyline, Fearow, Dodrio, Farfetch'd. It's quite a common pairing, and for good reason. The flying type neutralizes the only weakness of the normal type, which is fighting, and the normal type gives birds an immunity to ghost attacks. And it is a well-known fact that ghosts can't hurt birds. That's just science. Team Dunsparce.
Fuck it.
What are the final two forms of the normal flying types from Gen 4? And here's a hint. because it's Gen 4. One of the two that I'm asking you for does not evolve.
The final forms of the flying normal types from Gen 4.
Right.
And one of them does not evolve.
Right. One's a single form.
Oh, God. I think Unpheasant is... No, that's Gen 5. Staraptor.
Staraptor is one.
Bam. You get a point for that. I wasn't sure about that one. I almost said Unpheasant, but that's 5. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that one 5?
It would be wise for you to stop talking
okay.
and focus on your answer. There are typically two parts to questions.
Am I still going?
Yes, you're still going.
Oh, I'm still going. Oh, shit. I gotta name the other one, so the one that doesn't evolve.
Right.
Fuck.
It is not fuck.
Oh. So that was a trick question. Okay. Non-flying... Single flying normal... Put that in the bloopers. I'm an idiot.
I will not.
God, I hate that Braver area. It's the only thing that keeps popping in my head. But that is a two form.
I'm going to advise you to stick to Gen 4.
Oh, no. Unpheasant.
It is not.
I have no idea.
It is Chatot.
Oh, yeah. That little bird.
Oh, there. Is that the one with the songbird head?
Yes.
Oh,
that's the one. Ryan, give me the two from Gen 5.
Yeah, you said Braviary. That's obvious.
God damn it, mother!
But you said there's a second one?
There is.
In Gen 5? And is it the same deal where it's a single form? Or does it have multiple stages?
No, these are multiple steps.
Okay. Gosh. Jeez. He did say, could you read off the ones that's not, John, since it wasn't part of your initial question?
Oh, you mean the ones that I listed from Gen 1?
Yeah, I thought you said you mentioned a bunch prior to Gen 4. I thought you listed all the ones.
Yeah, I mentioned that 80% of them were introduced in Gen 1 of the Pidgey line, Fearow, Dodrio, Farfetch'd.
Okay. Because I think there's one called Piedove. I don't know if it's what that evolves into. I think it's like there's the main one, probably the main one you pick up when you walk out of town. That's the one I'm not naming. God, is it? Is it Unpheasant?
It is Unpheasant.
Yeah, okay. I gave you both your answers. That's so pissed. God damn it.
Well, hey, no, Wes, you gave me one half of one answer. I knew, talk like I don't fucking know Braviary. Come on.
I still said it.
I'm glad that you keep saying everything you can think. Like, you just go ahead.
I think out loud. Shut up.
You did say Unpheasant out loud.
Like 4 times.
There are 2 Pokemon who start as normal flying types, but then drop the normal type after evolving. Player 1, Team Dunsparce, what Pokemon from Gen 3 does this? It starts out as a normal flying, but when it evolves, it becomes a different type. It drops the normal type.
God, what?
Yep.
Becomes what then?
Gen 3, it is a normal flying type, and when it evolves, it stops being normal. It becomes abnormal. Unnormal. Denormal? It denormalizes.
Gen 3, and we listed all the single normals, not the flying normals.
Right. This is a flying normal from Gen 3, and when it evolves... It is not normal anymore.
Oh, is that Gen 3? No, that's not Gen 3. No, that one's...
I think I know it.
I got no idea.
All right, Wes.
It sucks because we're tied. So,
Ryan, what's Wes's answer?
I can guess it. I think it's Swablu.
It is Swablu.
Oh.
When it evolves, it becomes Altaria. It
picks up the Dragon type instead.
But your question, Team Lanoon, is what is the Pokemon that does this in Gen 6? It starts out as a normal flying, and then it evolves. It is not normal anymore.
Oh, that one's easy.
Easy for you, maybe. Could we?
And I almost swap? Named it too, thinking it was Gen 3, and I was like, that's not right.
Go ahead and say it out loud. It's fine. So it starts as a normal flying, and then it becomes something else when it evolves. It keeps the flying type, but loses the normal.
It drops the normal type.
Okay, and then then it could become it. Or
nope, I'm wrong. Ignore me, I'm wrong. I'm boasting for no reason.
You didn't even say anything.
I know.
What did you think it was, but you're obviously wrong?
I don't want
wrong.
To, because it makes me feel stupid.
Yeah.
Did you think it was Psyduck?
No.
Hmm.
That would have been awesome, though.
Oh, God. All right, so what could this thing be? Flying normal from Gen 6. It becomes something else. It makes me think there's some kind of fucked up thing that, like, C-Dot becomes Tropius, you know? Technically, no. No,
that'd be cool if Tropius was just a branch-off evolution for C-Dot.
Yeah. I won't belabor the point and make you think too long. Just give me another second here. Let me just kind of...
You know, like, you plant C-Dot in the ground.
Oh!
The soil.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Do you want to know the fully evolved, or do I have to name the baby form or the first form?
I need to know the form that is normal flying.
Fuck. So I think the final answer would be whatever Talonflame becomes. It's the baby form of Talonflame. Or not baby form, but like the first form. Gosh, I should know this.
Maybe I was
Fletchling.
What?
Fletchling.
Fletchling, yeah.
Oh, I was right. Now I feel really stupid.
Because you thought
that
you
were... was one. I was like, wait a minute, no, that's still fire. Like, no, no, it's
gotta
not.
Trust yourself.
No, it's not.
Gotta say it out loud. Again, whatever goes through your head, just say it, just verbalize it.
All right, Ryan's a dick.
Points.
So.
Points.
So the next most commonly typed type... The next most commonly paired type with normal is fairy. But there are only four entries in a normal fairy type, plus Mega Audino, if you're counting Megas, which we don't. But only one Pokemon keeps
Audino?
Its... Audino from Gen 5.
Mega?
Yes, and it becomes a normal
fairy.
Yeah. But only one Pokemon keeps the normal type in its final form, which is Wigglytuff. It is the only final form evolution that is normal fairy. Of course, its previous steps are also normal fairy, as is Azurill, who becomes a water fairy after evolving once. Player 1, Team Dumb Stars. Wigglytuff is only weak to two things. What are they? And this is give me two types, and then I will tell you if you get a point or not. What is Wigglytuff weak to?
Steel. And poison.
Steel and poison.
Yeah.
That is it. Its normal type, its fairy type neutralizes the normal weakness.
Yeah.
That was pretty easy. Okay, I hope I get an easy one too.
Team Lanoon, Wigglytuff resists two things. What are they?
Okay. So it would be immune to dragon. It resists two things. Okay, that's tricky. Because it's weak to fighting, and fairy resists fighting, so that's normal attack damage. Dark is the other one for the fairy side. So I guess I have to aim both at the same time. One of them
right.
will be dark. Wait, I'm naming the thing it resists or weak to. Wait, sorry, what am I doing again?
You're telling me what it resists. What is not very effective on Wigglytuff?
On Wigglytuff. And it's... Oh, wait, shit. Oh, that was like the first fucking question, man. Oh my God, it's already out of my brain. You're asking me what normal resists, weren't you? Like, or no, you were asking me what it's weak to, and I think I said... No, it can't hit rock. This is totally the other end of the thing.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry, I'm getting a little loopy here. No, I know it's dark. For sure it's dark. And so fairy only resists those three things. Or well, it resists two things, and then there's dragon. And it's immune to dragon, so this thing should be immune to dragon. and it would resist dark, but not fighting, because normal is weak to fighting. And normal doesn't have any weaknesses. Didn't we go... Wait, we went over this. Shit. What does normal resist?
I don't even know at this point either.
That was the question you answered, though, I thought.
Right, that was the question. I will tell you that it was a question right at the beginning. Yeah. The question was, what type does normal resist? And you got the correct answer, because the answer is nothing.
Why help him?
So wait, then how can it have two resists?
Because it does.
Oh, I don't know. I'll just say... one of its two types. I'll say it resists dark and it resists fairy.
It resists bug. Fairy resists bug.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Dark and bug.
Oh, man. I just thought it only resisted...
Still all tied up. Got a close match. Okay.
All right.
Who's that Pokemon?
Oh, God. Oh, son of a...
Team Dunsparce. Oh, I'm going to give you an entry. I'm going to give you three options.
Oh, okay? God in heaven.
He's just an entry and three options. They charge wildly and headbutt everything. They headbutt everything. They pop out of the egg. They headbutt their mother.
Jeez.
That's a weird entry.
Their headbutts have enough destructive force to derail a train. Is that Beauflant, Taurus, or Stantler?
Definitely not Stantler.
They charge wildly and headbutt everything.
I was initially thinking Beauflant. So I'm just going to go with that.
It is. Bam! Beauflant.
Man. That was going to be my guess, too. Gosh. That one sounds kind of familiar.
This one might sound familiar, too.
All right, let's hear it.
It binds its body with its tails to make itself look bigger. If it locks eyes, it will glare ceaselessly. It will never look away.
I do remember this one.
Is that Delcatty, Perugly, or Persian?
Okay, I'm fairly certain of all things. It's actually Perugly?
It is Perugly.
Oof.
Never looks away. Just
never
to the grave. So for such a common type, they're really
jacking it while it's doing it too. It's really disturbing.
What about the female?
Just, they can do that too.
Okay. They use their female penises, right?
Yeah, exactly. Eye contact, just pure eye contact.
Yeah, everything on them is barbed. That's how it goes.
Oh God.
So, for such a common type, there really aren't very many types paired with normal outside of flying. There's only one evolutionary line, and again, I'm not counting Megas, Legendaries, or Event Pokemon. So, there's only one evolutionary line that is a normal fighting type. Team Dunsparce, name me either of the two Pokemon that are normal fighting type.
Normal fighting.
Normal fighting. There is only one evolutionary line, so... A Pokemon and what it evolves into. They are both normal flying. Tell me either
normal fighting.
Tell me either one of those two.
I want to guess Tyrogue.
It is not Tyrogue.
Damn it!
Jeez.
It is Stuffle and Beware.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a tough.
I should have thought about more than just blurt out the first thing that popped in my head.
Team Linoone, there are two normal psychic Pokemon. What are they? They're separate from each other. They're not of the same evolutionary line. They are two distinct Pokemon.
Two different Pokemon, and they are normal psychic.
They are.
Ooh, this is tricky. This sounds so familiar.
That one's tough.
It started out so easy.
I feel like there was a Gen 2 Pokemon. I know that Unknown is a pure psychic.
Oh, and this one, because I'm going to kick it back to
Russ
in a second.
Giraffe is one of my guesses.
That is correct. Okay. You will get two separate guesses for this, and it's worth 2 points, because I'm going to kick it back to Wes for another one after this. So that's 1 point. Okay. So you got a potential one more point here.
One more normal psychic. Normal psychic.
What do you think, Sherlock? What do you think it is?
Giraffic was a good guess, though, right? Like, that was pretty
solid.
Yeah,
that was a good guess.
That was a good pull.
How impressed were you guys? Like, really impressed? Or?
I mean, it looks like a dark Pokemon, because that's got the
I know, that would have been cooler than a dark psychic. Mm. That would have been so cooler.
Normal psychic. Jeez.
They need to do something with Giraffe Rig.
Like what?
I don't know. Give him another evolution, and he goes just dark psychic.
How pissed do you think that Giraffe Rig was when they introduced Alolan Exeggutor? Like, motherfucker, why do you get the huge neck?
That's what it should evolve to do. It should evolve to eat the Exeggutor.
Mm.
You know, the Alolan Exeggutor, I think.
Or they give it a branching evolution, and either becomes a pure psychic or a pure dark.
Hmm.
Like, one half takes over the other.
Oh, interesting.
Or you know what? They just give it a saw. And just let it
go. they hit him with a gun. just go nuts.
Okay, I should probably answer this stupid question. Normal psychic. Sigilith comes to mind, but I think that's a flying psychic. So I'll just bank that one in case I really need to tap out. I keep thinking of the other things I get paired. Like Medicham, I think, is a fighting psychic.
I was going to guess him on top with it as my fighting normal. That was also wrong.
Not a bad one.
It was, yeah.
I'll blank on it. I'm just going to pass. I think I'm taking too much time here.
It's Oranguru.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I could have spent all day on that one.
Back to Team Dunsparce over here. So, same setup as your previous question. There's only one evolutionary line that is normal grass. Two different Pokemon. One evolves into the other. Both normal grass. Tell me either one of those two.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, really? Oh, I hate everything. I'm never going to get a normal.
Not with that attitude.
Ooh, I got one of them.
Wimscott.
It is not. Brian, you want to tell him?
It's a Deerling.
It's Deerling. Deerling Sawsbuck. Gen 5.
Sure.
It's the one that the antlers change depending upon the season in which you catch it, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Seasons mattered in Gen 5?
Sure.
They've not mattered at all since then. It was kind of a cool feature.
Sure.
The routes you would go to would be different. There was one specific route that things were very different depending on the season. You're like able to access different areas because there's snow.
Sure.
Generation 5 was a good game. So Drampa is a unique type pairing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what the type pairing is, because you should know Drampa.
Oh, this is still my guess?
Yeah, back over to you. Okay, yeah, because we're doing a new question. Now, those were evenly distributed points right there, so now we're starting anew.
Okay.
Team Dunsparce, what does Drampa resist? There are... I'm not going to tell you how many things. You tell me your answer.
How do I not know how many things?
Drampa, tell me what he resists. Give me one lump sum. I'll let you write them down. Give me one lump sum of your answer. You will get a point for everyone to get correct. If you go over, so he has X number of resistances. If you go over X, I'm taking away a point. Give me his resistances.
So here's a guess. Do I just put every type down and just run the gambit? Just
if you put every type, you will get 1 point for every correct answer. But then for every, and then you'll lose a ton of points.
I'll lose a ton of points.
So
it's sort of Drampa. Like pick your, you know, well, I guess I don't want to say a little bit. Like, he can just keep going, and then they're going to keep subtracting if he's wrong until he just decides he's done naming things.
And Ryan, I'm going to give Team Lanoon the same rules, same question, so you can start on that as well. And actually, we should lock in both answers, because it's about the same Pokemon. Drampa.
Oh, I have
What is it weak to? Same rules. Give me all his weaknesses. And then we'll finalize your answers before we say them out loud.
Okay, I have what?
You have its resistances.
So is it the number that you need to know, or is it the actual answers, the actual types?
The actual types.
Okay. Shit.
Looking at a blank piece of paper, Wes.
God damn.
We all remember Drampa, right?
Yeah, it's a derpy little...
It's the old man looking thing.
Also got the creepiest friggin' entry.
Yeah?
Look up his entry. It is the creepiest friggin' entry. It's like carrying kids off while they're dreaming. Like something really freaky.
Oh, that's not okay.
I have his weaknesses, right? Sorry, not to get to keep.
Yeah, you have his weaknesses. I have his resistances. Okay.
Let's see, Mr. Drampa.
Normal doesn't resist anything, so I don't have to worry about that. So it's just literally resistance based on other type.
Game data. Where are your Pokedex entries? Stats are not very inspiring.
I'm going to say it's weak to four things.
Yeah, I'm going to say resistant to probably to four. I'm just not 100% sure if this thing's resistant to this or not.
It has a compassionate personality, but if it is anger, it completely destroys its surroundings with intense breath.
Oh, no, that was not the entry I was talking about.
This Pokemon is friendly to people and loves children most of all.
Okay.
It comes from deep in the mountains to play with children it likes in town.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was something worse.
If a child has made friends with it... This is a weird entry. If it has made friends with a child and the child is bullied, Drampa will find the bully's house and burn it to the ground.
Jesus!
Okay, there it is. There it is. Found it.
Oh my god, not like there talk to the children about acceptance and tolerance, but no, he'll burn your fucking house down.
There's no half measures of this motherfucker.
It appears in towns and plays with children. Drampa will protect kids when they're in danger so their moms don't have to worry. Oh, huh, that's nice.
Alright, I'm just going to guess those four. I got no idea. Why not?
Okay, so Wes, Ryan, you got yours locked in?
I had to name the things that...
it's weak to...
Dragon, normal... Oh, I said it's... You're, I think you wasn't supposed to say the type, was I? The thing, no, the four things that it's weak to.
I guess that... Yeah.
Wes has his locked in. He's good.
I'm ready to with four. I'm going to say it's four things.
Okay, Wes, you go first with the...
I did four.
Yes.
So I got water, fire, electric, grass.
Very good. Plus four.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's it. So easy.
Was that all of them?
Yes.
All right, cool.
That's all of it.
All right. Of course. It's fucking... Ugh. All right. So mine, I guess that means that it's supposed to be... I don't think dragon's weak to a fourth thing, but the ones that I'm thinking it is dragon, fairy, and ice. It's weak to those. And then because it's normal, I don't think... Well, you didn't say it, so that then it's got to be fighting.
Is that you're locked in?
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, because dragon's not resistant to fighting.
Yeah, it would have come up on your answer if it was fighting, yeah.
Ooh, and we are neck and neck here going into the last question.
I'm down on one. Oh, God. I'm going to lose again. Oh, God.
Do you have Wait, do you have an overtime question prepared?
No, I do not.
So this could end in a tie, right?
This could end in a tie, because there are potential three more points for each of you. So this thing, definitely not over. But last question. We would be remiss if I had a quiz show about normal types and we did not mention Snorlax. Snorlax has not been an answer yet. We have not talked about him. So let's talk about Snorlax.
Yeah,
probably the most famous normal type.
If you tell me to like name his stats, I swear to God.
The beanbag Pokemon.
You D-bag. I see that look on your face.
We're going to play higher or lower. God!
Yeah, boy.
Damn it!
Dunsparce. Is Snorlax heavier or lighter than 1,000 pounds?
What the fuck? Oh.
Higher or lower? 1,000 pounds.
Higher.
Higher. He's 1,014.
Really?
Yep.
What is that?
The heaviest like Pokemon. The heaviest ones tend to be around 2,000 pounds. I believe the heaviest one is like 2,800 pounds.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And it's not Wailord, weirdly enough.
Yep.
It's what was it?
It was Primal Groudon. I think now there's two Ultra Beasts that weigh 0.3 pounds more.
Hmm.
No. I think when that question came up when we did a quiz, I think, on the steel type.
0.3 pounds more. No, I'm going to retract what I said earlier. That's a bowel movement away from being lighter than the other guy. I mean, what the hell?
Good point. Hey, you know, that's the thing. All right, sorry.
It's a real heavy poop. Mine are always so watery.
I don't know which is worse in that situation.
Am I sick? Should I see a doctor? It's fine. It's mostly blood.
You might want to get some Pedialyte in you, buddy. You might want to get some of those electrolytes they've been talking about.
Maybe.
What was that? The pudding? Was it pudding? No, yogurt.
Oh, the stuff that Jamie Lee Curtis was?
Oh, it was Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah.
Activia. Yeah,
just shitting herself.
constantly. They never showed her from the waist up, you'll notice.
No, they never do. No, they did an SNL skit like that. Ever yep. doing the that was so oh, that was good.
All right. Team Lanoon.
Hi, boy. All right, what's up?
Snorlax. Is he taller or shorter than 6'6"?
Ooh, I don't know. I always feel like he's pretty big. I don't know if they measure him standing up or like laying down. I guess I'll say he's taller.
He is taller. Okay. He is 6'11".
All right.
Put him in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Wes?
Yes.
Team Dunsparce?
Yes. Dunmilk.
His HP, 180. Higher or lower?
God, that's so tough. Because I would guess his HP is 180. Mm. That's what sucks. Oh. I'm going to go lower.
It is lower. Total base HP, 160.
Bam. Hmm.
Team Lanoon. Physical attack, 105. Higher or lower?
Oof. Yeah, I feel like he's probably got pretty good attack. And as you've established, 100 is good attack. Are you doing it within a range, or could it be like 104 or 106? Are you like giving me a little bit of breathing room there?
There's a bit of breathing room on all of these.
Okay. When I do my higher or lower, I have at least a 5-point window. I don't know. I'll say higher.
His total base attack, 110. Ooh, it is higher.
Exactly 5 higher.
Yep. Dunsparce.
All right. I need to get this, and you need to miss the next for us to tie.
Physical defense. 80. Higher or lower?
God damn it. God.
I thought this was an exceptionally devious one.
Oh, jeez.
Physical defense, 80. Higher or lower?
Damn it. Because I had that question earlier where I thought Snorlax was...
I know! We're like talking about physical... Oh, it's not Snorlax. It is not Snorlax. But it could be higher or lower than 80. Which I guess is true of anyone's stat ever. Could be higher or lower than 80.
Could be exactly 80.
I will tell you this. It is not exactly 80. It is either higher or lower.
HP isn't that high. I know this guy is pretty beefy. His HP is 160. I mean, goddamn. Hmm. I'm going to go lower.
His total base defense? 65. It is lower.
Boom!
Ooh.
Still in the game.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The activity of poops are coming. Oh,
was... Team Lanoon. Special right. attack. 70. Higher or lower?
Hmm. That's tough. I don't think that... I don't really feel like it's a good special attacker. But I wouldn't be surprised if it had nice kind of like all-around stats.
Wes is exasperated here. He wants to say something.
Well, if I'm wrong, then this is ludicrous.
Wait, sorry. One more time. What was my number again?
70.
70 special attacks.
Higher or lower. Yep.
70 special defense.
Oh, special defense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Special attack. Special attack,
okay.
70.
Okay. Special attack.
Oh, sorry. Special attack. Yeah. I'll say higher.
It is lower. Ooh. 65.
All right. Gosh.
We are tied up, and each of you has one question left. This could end in a tie.
Oh, we do have another question. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, we're not done with the stats yet.
Oh, God.
Figure we're probably going to do special defense and then speed.
We are.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Dunsparce.
Oh, God.
Special defense, 95.
Special defense?
95. Higher or lower?
95? 95. I get speed. God damn.
Snorlax.
That's so tough.
Isn't it?
Because that seems high for a special defense to be at that. But he has got a lot of HP. but its defense is really low. So you do have to counter a little bit. I'm just going to go higher.
Total base special defense?
Yeah.
110.
Oh, mother!
It is higher.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
All right, Ryan, you can tie it up here.
All right, let's see.
Speed, 50. Higher or lower?
Oh, that's... Mm.
That would mean it would have to be at least 45 speed. I mean, I know it's kind of a big, bulky thing. That seems kind of low. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Shot in the dark. I'll just go higher.
His total base speed is 30.
Ooh.
It is lower.
Oh, well. I guess is that it?
That's it.
I actually won one?
Take a victory. Right.
Oh, my God.
You got one.
Oh, my God.
He's tearing up.
Oh, is this what the Browns feel like? Oh, my God.
No, they've never won.
Here's the thing, though, and I don't want to distract you from your win here. Over the past 3 years, the Giants now have a worse record than the Browns.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the New York Giants are your worst team in football.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, Wes, good win.
Thank you.
I'd shake your hand if I was there in person, and that was legal. but yeah, good win.
The cops break in the door and start night-stinging us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was great. That was a good one.
Yeah.
It reminds me of how little I know about the normal type.
I know, right? Well, I didn't intend for this to, like, become a normal type quiz at the beginning, but I started, like, just looking at normal type shit. And after I got, like, two or three questions deep, like, never mind. It's all just normal type.
I got to change my pants out for two reasons.
Because you won and because you pooped?
Huh?
What's the second reason? Because we already established...
I pooped out of, like, anticipation and
right,
fear.
Right,
but now it's joyous.
A joyous poop? Where are you going with this?
I hate you so much. All right, that's enough of that joke you wrote. All right.
It's starting to seem like it's more of a common thing than you let on initially. You made it seem like what happened to you at the arcade you found in the woods or whatever.
You know, I don't trust an adult who hasn't crapped their pants. I just don't.
It was a carny arcade, right? That's what it was?
Essentially. Carnival folk. Carnival slash arcade.
You made it seem like that was a one-off adventure in your life where you pooped your pants. Now it sounds like this is a far more recurring
thing. I did not realize
thing.
This would come back. I thought that was the end of it after that podcast.
It's never going away.
It's going away.
Can't let you in and not bring that up. Come on, you got a little bit of salt in the wound.
Yeah,
a little bit of feces in the wound.
It's in my raccoon wounds.
Oh, God.
All right, well, next up is going to be the official show. We got a lot to talk about there. It's kind of a brisker episode, but that's okay.
It'll got to be marathons.
Yeah, we went on for an hour or 2 hours and 15 minutes last time, so.
Jeez.
Quicker one in the queue here. We'll have a bunch of news and new releases, and there's a few games worth mentioning coming out in October that we'll go over. So, yeah, that'll be a good show, too. That's it. That's the end. Any last, you want to take a last victory lap? You want to sing or anything? You want a pokey rap? I can get the words.
Oh. That'd be such a change for us to sing the poker rap on a victory.
You get to sing the poker rap. Where's the pan sham?
When we got to at that point, I actually kind of enjoyed doing it at the end. Like, you know, it's kind of fun. It's a good song. Who doesn't love it? You know, when the gates of heaven open, they're probably gonna put a poker rap on your way in. Right?
I actually would not be. I'd actually be fine with that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That wouldn't bother me at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Till next time.
So long.
Sayonara.